Is this not the carpenter's son? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do not underestimate this saint seen with the sun in the sky as it danced at Fatima, the Son of God in his arms, the both of them vested in dark red for the blood of the Incarnation, and Our Lady in blue standing next to them. He is a hidden king, St. Joseph is. St. Matthew shows how it works. He traces them all the way back to David, the royal house of David. He's the heir, and he's the head. King David and his son, King Solomon. Solomon, who built the temple to house the Ark of the Covenant, so does Joseph. He builds a house for the living Ark of the Covenant, Our Blessed Lady. And her son is the living temple. But there in that house, it's Joseph who reigns as king. He rules humbly over Mary and over Jesus. He's the least of the three, and he knows it. But he's the king because he's the father, and he has the royal blood. Matthew, though, calls him tekton, which we translate usually in the gospel as carpenter. They say it means more craftsman or artisan, tekton. Hear the word technology in it. That would give you some idea of the full meaning of that title. He is the master builder of the temple. King Solomon built the first temple of old, but Joseph is wiser than he, for Joseph is chaste. Joseph builds the body of the Christ child. He provides Jesus with food and with nurture by his work. And in that sense, St. Joseph is the builder of the eternal temple, meaning our Lord's own body. As he says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." And all of this according to God's blueprint. Joseph builds up the body of Christ still today, the church. We are fed and we're strengthened by Holy Communion to give them their food in due season. He provided the food to Jesus, who is bread of life. See his role then in every Holy Communion you make. St. Joseph is legally father of Jesus. So when his own townspeople, amazed at his teaching, ask in St. Matthew's Gospel, "Is this not the carpenter's son?" Well, St. Ambrose comes in and explains how fitting it is that our Lord should have had a working man for his father. For by this symbol, he points out his own son, his own father, who as maker of all things, fashions the world. And like a good workman, he chips away at our vices. He cuts down barren trees, and he props up saplings by all of these means, regulating the condition of the human race. Saint Joseph, see his glory. He is the shadow of the eternal Father. But he is also that simple, silent, you'd almost miss him, saint. He is the sweat of his brow breadwinner, for the bread of life. The mystic, Mary of Agreda, says he died exhausted from all of his care for Jesus and Mary while he was yet in his 50s. Because our Lord, he says today in the gospel I've just sung at the altar, "You shall lament and weep." Our Lord led Joseph on to the practice of patience and every virtue. That's not a punishment. That's a path to reward. He permitted his own dad to know sickness and to suffer pain. "Rest from thy labors," Our Lady told Joseph, and that she would take care of him from now on. Imagine it, the Mother of God, the Mistress of the world, and how she reveres him still. In August of 100 years ago, Our Lady told the little shepherd children at Fatima that they would see him, not her, come October. Saint Joseph and the child Jesus will come to bring peace to the world. From sublime heights, next to the sun, with the Son of God at his side, to his simple life of daily duty, broken by the occasional high adventure. He leaves us his own sense of sacrifice, most of all, duty of state of life, obedience, suffering uncomplainingly, never insisting on details, and usually only getting the word at the last minute. All of this he bears quietly, as a man would. He's the morning offering saint. But what would it have been to wake up this morning, do you think, with Jesus and Mary under your roof? "Oh Lord, I am not worthy." In 1870, the Italian Masons, the Freemasons, invaded the Papal States and Rome. And the Pope, Pius IX, declared Saint Joseph the patron saint of the Universal Church and established the feast day we still keep each year. In recognition of the gospel reality, Joseph, the representative of the Eternal Father in the first church at Nazareth, and still today over the Catholic Church, which continues the family life of Bethlehem and Nazareth. Towards the end, in the mid-1950s, St. Joseph was demoted to be the simple worker saint, and they got rid of the solemnity in the 8 days of its octave of continuous prayer. And they did this in order to establish a new feast on May Day, May the 1st. That's the communist or the socialist holiday in Europe. It's still a very big thing over there. And this was done in an unsuccessful effort to convert a communist holiday into a Catholic holy day, to win back the working classes to the church. They had already been lost to socialism and to secularism. But it was too late because Russia will spread its errors, Our Lady warned, but nobody particularly heeded. God, to counter this, Our Lady explains, wished to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And the idea was that all of the bishops of the world on the same day were to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But the popes never did, not that way. It was not opportune, they said, because in the 20th century, they tended to rely very heavily on human prudence, on diplomacy. May Day, the May Day feast of St. Joseph the Worker, was supposed to replace communists with Catholics. But heaven has its timetable, and they had already delayed too long. It ends up just replacing this glorious Catholic feast with a feast day in honor of human work, even as Catholics were replaced by communists in the church hierarchy, beginning in the 50s in the Vatican itself. And that's why some 60 years later, instead of a Catholic pope, we have a communist. He's a classic Marxist, this man, Bergoglio. Argentinian style, down there, that's called being a peronista socialist, a peronist. Heaven gave the remedy, but they knew better. I'm wondering if this was the third secret of Fatima, this nuclear bomb, the collapse of Catholicism we've seen in a lifetime. St. Joseph's terminology, last of all, and I think this is not accidental. Did you ever notice that? The words we use, I use now in my sermon for him, craft, architect, master builder, the temple, Solomon. They match the vocabulary of the lodge of Freemasonry because the devil is the ape of God. Freemasonry is not just men dressing up secret ceremonies and sort of fun handshakes whereby they recognize each other. Those who truly control it, not necessarily the Blue Lodge brothers, but they know better than most Catholics the power of the supernatural, and they oppose it by their occult assemblies and their many interventions in public life. Did you know that after 70,000 people witnessed the miracle of the sun, and including atheists, anti-clericals, and Masons in their number, a short time later, the Masons organized a procession to the Cova at Fatima, and there they destroyed or confiscated everything they found. They chopped down an oak tree. They thought it was the tree of the apparition, but the pilgrims had already reduced it to a stump in their devotion to take home some little relic of this wonderful apparition. And then the Masons put it in a museum. The battle goes on the sky. The battle goes on in the sweat of your brow. In one sense, it's apocalyptic. Pius the 11th sees the faith with a new heaven, a new earth, whilst the promises of false prophets of this earth melt away in blood and in tears. St. Joseph will come to bring you peace, but think of all of our wars all around the world right now. The great apocalyptic prophecy shines forth in the sky with heavenly splendor. Behold, I make all things new. Remember, St. Joseph is the master builder still. He's the patron of the New Jerusalem to build up again the Catholic Church. How could you buy a brick? How could you chip in a little to this work? Duty, daily duty, starting with the morning offering, ending with your act of contrition, cemented together with the decades of your daily rosary. Most days, it's routine, isn't it? Even the crazy busy, high-pressure ones. And usually it's hard. It's hard most days, as it was in St. Joseph's life, one of labor and of love. But should your life be so different as a Catholic? You believe, I believe, you have, all of you, the building blocks. Now, ask the Master Builder to help you put it together. In Jesus' name. Didn't they call him the carpenter's son? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.